This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest, and I tell you, this company's in the right spot in the right industry. And with all, everybody's been hearing about cryptocurrency. Well, we've got this new company coming on. It's going to tell us what it's all about. We're talking about MobiCard Inc. Trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol PTOP. And with us today is the business and development director, Chris Esposito. Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of what MobiCard is all about and what you guys are all about.
Oh, of course, I certainly will. Our company, MobiCard, we've developed a subscription-based solution. It's web-based, and we call it a mobile business card, but it really is a personalized web-based mobile app that really is all about you, whether you're in sales, you own your own business. Think of it as a virtual business card. What we wanted to do and why we built this system was we wanted to build a better business card, because if you think about it, back in the days of you know, Rolodex, used to flip through a Rolodex to see someone's business card. Well, nowadays, you just throw them in a pile and you don't know what to do with them. So we enable our users, okay, Everett, we enable our users to connect all of their contact details, all their social media, all their websites. They can upload their photo, their company logo. But the real value of our platform is once you build your card, and it takes about 10 or 12, 15 minutes to create it, you now have the ability to share that card by text, email, digital, and on social media to increase your contacts quite rapidly. So unlike a paper business card that can be only handed in person, hand to hand, you're able to reach all your contacts in your smartphone, as well as all your social media contacts. And the beauty of our platform, the true beauty, is it's knowing when, who and when to follow up. So ultimately, when your card is opened, you get an instant text alert identifying who's opened it and all their contact details. Well, if you were to share my card to a friend of yours, I'd get a follow-on text that identifies you, the referral source, and the new lead and all their contact details. So it's ultimately, like I said, knowing who and when to follow up. And it builds a database in the back end so you can track new leads and referrals right to the original source. One of the real functionalities of it is, you know, imagine if you had all the contact details, the up-to-date contact details for anyone you've ever met in your life, you'd have quite a big database there. With MobiCard, as a card can be saved in the contacts of your phone, if I were to leave my job today and start a new company, I'd simply log into my MobiCard, I'd make the changes, I'd save those changes, and it would dynamically update with everyone that has my card, so I never lose touch.
So let me ask you this. I mean, your platform is very intriguing and everything. Monthly subscription, how do you monetize your platform?
I'm glad you asked that. So we have a free model, freemium model, as well as a paid subscription. So our monthly pay is $7.99, and at the first of this year, we're rolling out an annual subscription of $79.99, so just under $80 for an annual subscription. So with that said, we also have a lot of new potential deals coming through the pipe in terms of enterprise deals. What we do is we scale our pricing down depending on the volume of agents. So if we were to get a large real estate company that had thousands of agents, we would negotiate pricing that was palpable and something that a company like that could digest. Now, you know, so that's where revenues would come from. We have a very similar marketing system as LinkedIn. Our system enables us to send out teasers for people that have free cards. So, for example, if your card was opened, let's say over the last few weeks, if it was opened, you know, five times, it was shared, you know, six or seven times, you'd get a text alert that would read, Everett, your MobiCard was open five times. It was shared six times. click on this link to see who opened and shared your card. And if you do so, you basically have to upgrade to our paying membership. So that's the teaser in converting those freemium members, because what we believe is that as this is distributed to massive hundreds of thousands of people, that each card shared can create a new card user, because on the bottom of every Mobi card, there's a little icon that says sign up, it's free. So we're leveraging our existing members to go out and find us new ones.
Who would be your ideal customer that would want to use this platform?
Well, we've met with associations, big real estate companies, multi-level marketing companies would be ideal, because they have hundreds of thousands of independent business associates that, and these companies have quite a bit of they have excellent social media, video tutorials, things of that sort. They can all connect it on their card for all of their business associates. And the beauty is that those business associates are always interested in selling more product and bringing more people into their downline. So our system is ideal for that. And we're very flexible in terms of our pricing. We offer, in some cases with big organizations like that, the system for free so they can test it for as many months as it might take to show real value to that organization. But I got to tell you, we recently met with the heads of membership for the entire National Rifle Association, the NRA, down in Fairfax, Virginia. I spent about an hour with the heads of membership. We were introduced through a reseller, and an organization like that would be an ideal candidate in that they've got 5 million members existing currently. What we'd be able to do for an organization like that is to provide a customized card for all of their members, whether they're in sales, they own their own business, whether a doctor, lawyer, they own their own hair salon, they sell insurance, or they're stockbrokers. We would be able to connect the NRA logo on a Mobi card for everyone, and it would link under my association. So each Mobi card shared by their existing 5 million members could create new members for that association. Because as a recipient, you can simply click on that logo and it would take you to their landing page about all the benefits of membership and where to sign up.
Mobi Card is the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. Very interesting platform and core technology that they're developing. And with us today is Chris Esposito. He's the Director of Business Development. Well, they trade on the OTC markets, PTOP. I think they're very undervalued here, just a tad bit under a penny a share. I was looking at some of your 8Ks and your 10Qs, and I was scratching my head. Cryptocurrency seems to be the thing right now. What is a Mobi coin, and how will that be used in marketing strategy, if you will?
Okay, great. What we found, Everett, is that our subscribers, once they create their card, they haven't been sharing it as often as we like. It's like printing a box of business cards and then handing out a dozen or so and then throwing the rest away or forgetting about it. So we wanted to incentivize our subscribers to share their card. We thought long and hard about this. And what we decided to do with this whole cryptocurrency craze was create a Mobi coin that is it trades in the secondary market on a decentralized exchange, okay? And it's all on a peer-to-peer network, so the coin is tradable by anyone that purchases it. They can put in an offer to turn around and sell it. Any new buyers can put in offers to buy it, and it's all through counterparty wallets. There are a number of locations for that. So what we decided to do was set aside out of 100 million coins that we've authorized, and we've capped that, we set aside 50 million coins for the sole purpose of awarding those coins to new signups, whether they're on the monthly or annual subscription, as well as for each individual share. So we wanted to incentivize new signups by paying them 10 coins on an initial signup, or 50 coins if they sign up for the annual service, and then one coin every time they share their card to a unique mobile number. What this does for us is it enables us to leverage our subscribers to go out and get new ones, to ramp up our subscriptions. In fact, we announced press release on Tuesday in which our subscriptions in a matter of the past 2 weeks since we announced this strategy have gone up over 933% in just the quarter, and that's in just 2 weeks alone. In fact, we've had more subscriptions in 2 weeks than we've had in the past 11 months combined. Okay, so people are motivated to start earning bitcoins. We're launching it on January 1st. Anyone signing up for a Mobi card today through the end of the year, we'll get retroactively. We'll be issued those Mobi coins at come January 1st. So I urge people to sign up. They can go to our website freemobicard.com to sign up. Now, as our signups are issuing being awarded coins, we believe that's going to develop a much bigger market for the coin, because the average person knows, 100, 200 people. If they were to share their card to 100, 200 people, 100, 200 coins isn't a significant amount of money in terms of selling those coins back in the open market. But we believe our coin award program is going to generate new purchases in the open market as they see the value increase in time.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've said a lot. You've educated us a lot. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. We're running out of time, but in closing, Chris, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Yes, Everett, you mentioned the 8K, or you mentioned financials. So we're going to be filing as an alternative reporting company our unaudited financials over the next 7 to 10 days, in which we'll be current in our filings. But we are going through an existing audit right now, of a 2-year audit, because our plan ultimately is to go back to being an SEC filer. We had filed back in April that we wanted to drop down to be an alternative reporting, and a lot of it had to do associated with cost and whatnot. But since we've launched this, our business has increased dramatically, and we want to go back to being an SEC filer for many reasons that I can go into on the next time that you invite me on your show.
Absolutely. I'm very intrigued. I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 45, 50 days and give us an update. So thank you very much, Chris, for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Everett. Thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.